listening to the Reading Radio on Shmoo FM. 99.8 FM.
Fitlike, my name is Aaron and I'm going to be your radio presenter for the next 15 minutes. You're listening to Reading Radio at Shmoo on 99.8 FM. Today we're going to celebrate the Northeast dialect of Doric. To help me on my way will be my co-presenters Naomi, Chelsea and Jack. Fitlike.
Nae bad.
Nae bad.
Nae bad.
First of all, let's talk about the results of a recent survey in our school, asking people about Doric phrases and words. Here's what people thought. Your survey tells us that 7 out of 10 people said that fitlike was their favourite Doric phrase. Other suggestions were fitsadi, fusiodus, abadi kint, that I was the Doric word for yes, nebad abadi. Your survey also told us that most folks thought that mingin was the Doric word for disgusting, horrible or sickening. Nebad leans and lasses. Mero your Doric later, with an afa good top 10 countdown. The reporters for Primary 7 were out and about interviewing Abadi at Hanover Street. We were asking them about why Doric is important.
Did you grow up speaking Doric?
Yes.
Are you fluent in speaking Doric?
Yeah.
What is your favourite Doric word or phrase?
Fusiodus.
Do you use Doric every day?
Yes.
Do you know anyone else who speaks Doric?
Yes, all my family.
Did you grow up speaking Doric?
Yes.
Are you fluent in speaking Doric?
I would think so, yes.
What is your favourite Doric word or phrase?
Nae chance.
Do you use Doric every day?
Sometimes, yes.
Do you know anyone else who speaks Doric?
Oh, I know quite a lot of people who speak Doric.
Why do you think Doric is important?
It's the Aberdeen dialect, and I don't think it should be lost.
How does Doric affect you?
Well, that's a hard one. I really don't know. I think it's just part of our personality. It's just what we are.
What's your favourite Doric phrase?
It's a brach mech moonlich nicht tonight. It's a nice night tonight.
What do you think your lugs are?
It's your ears.
How much do you use Doric?
Every day.
Fit Like Your Majesty is the title of a Doric book of poems. And as the big day of the book launch draws near, folk fae up and down the land, fae the lowlands to the highlands and islands, can hardly contain themselves with excitement. Here is the first preview, as Campbell from our class reads.
Sheepy Sheepy Blackface by Charles Burney. Sheepy Sheepy Blackface, fit like you. Nae that ulcer, three peak feet, even for the wifey, even for the boss, even for the old woman that sleeps to be in the class.
Thank you, Campbell. That was an awful funny poem. We'll have some more from your class later. Now it's time for a wee song. Here is Arctic Monkeys, Brainstorm.
Fusiodus, this is Naomi, your second presenter for this morning, and you're listening to a special Doric show on the Reading Radio. Now, I'm sure we all know Sheena Blackhall, who is a Doric guru and does often fae songs to poems in your Northeast dialect. We interviewed her at Hanover Street School, and here she is being questioned about Doric.
How did you learn to speak Doric?
Well, my granny used to stay with us in the same house, and I slept with my granny in the same bed until I was 16, which was very old, and all my granny could speak was Doric.
What did you like best about teaching children Doric?
Well, I didn't have to teach a lot of children Doric. They know it already, but they enjoy hearing somebody speaking it in school because sometimes they're not used to teachers speaking Doric.
Why do you speak Doric?
I just like it, because I grew up with it and I like it. I think you like things you know, don't you?
What is your favourite Scots or Doric song?
The Three Crass.
Which schools are you going to for the Storytelling Festival? Please tell us a good short story in Doric.
You'd like a wee one?
Yeah.
Okay, a very short one. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were folk that couldn't get water for the well. Because, you see, there was a nasty snake bed at the back of the well. I used to bite him. He did. He would go, and bite. So they were getting a bit fed up with this, and they went to an owl man and said, do you hear a word with a snake? Because he could speak to snakes. So he had a word with the snake, and he says to the snake, do you think you could learn to behave yourself? Oh, well, it's a snake, I never behave myself. Well, he says, would you try? He says, have you got any friends? No, the snake says, a hinna. Well, you see, if you want friends, you have to be nice to folk. So I'll give you 3 months and see where you get on behaving yourself. Well, the snake had a terrible job behaving himself. But in 3 months' time, the man came back and he said, are you getting your water for the well now? The folk said, aye. That's fine, he said, when he was just leaving, when he thought, where's the snake? Oh, they said, it's round the back of the garage. Well, when he saw that snake, its moo was all bleeding, all bashed, scales were all bruised. Oh, it was in a terrible state, it was greeting and nothing. And the snake says, it's your fault. He says, my fault. Yes, he says, you told me to behave and I did. And the boys bashed me and bad used me and threw stains at me and the girls were poking me with sticks. Oh, no, says the wise man. Well, he had some special ointment and he rubbed it into its cerebrates. Took all the blood into its mouth and got the swelling doing for its eyes, put its tongue all back to normal. Now, he says, see, if somebody comes up to you with a big stick, you're allowed to hiss, but you mustn't have begged. Because you didn't bully folk, but you didn't let them bully you. And if they try, you come and see me, and I'll sort them out. Now.
Do you need any special equipment when you are teaching Doddock?
No. I sometimes take my guitar and my mouth organ. And it's nice to hear the odd puppet hanging around, but you don't really need that for storytelling.
Do you have fun teaching Doddock?
Oh, yes, I like teaching Doric. I especially like it when I get classes to loup like puddocks, which is jumping up and down like frogs. But when we do that in the bus rocks about a bit.
Thank you, Sheena,